Public health officials in Pennsylvania are seeking to calm fears about the Zika virus and to raise the alarm about another threat that's far more likely to affect the Keystone State this spring and summer. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports.
A couple dozen bicyclists are gathered at a park along the Monongahela River on the south side. They've just ridden about 10 miles, partly along riverfront trails lined by trees and shrubbery, and are now enjoying a picnic and bonfire. These are outdoorsy types, people who like to not only bike, but also hike, camp, and spend time in nature. So I'm interested to find out how they'll answer this question.
What do you think is more of a threat, or what bothers you more, ticks or mosquitoes?
For me, ticks.
Mosquitoes. We do have mosquitoes up here, but they aren't really a big problem.
I would be more concerned about the sort of range of diseases that mosquitoes carry.
I believe that ticks would be the more localized threat, the more realized threat.
Mosquitoes, because they love me. Like, they could be 15 people, and I'm wearing clothes, and they will bite me through my clothes. See, I'm originally from Mexico, so I think they just like my flavor better.
The range of answers suggests there's confusion around the relative risks posed by different types of insects. So let's take it one at a time. First, mosquitoes. If you've been following the news, you've probably heard public health officials from state and local government say the risk of contracting the Zika virus in Pennsylvania is pretty much non-existent. But the Aedes aegypti mosquito that carries Zika is present in Pennsylvania, and there are now 11 confirmed cases of people infected with the virus while traveling abroad. So if the mosquito is here and the virus is here, why is it unlikely that you or anyone else will become infected? There are a couple of reasons. One, life in southwestern Pennsylvania is a lot different than life in Brazil and many other affected countries, says Bill Todaro, entomologist with Allegheny County.
People have homes with doors and windows and screens, and we have air conditioning.
But developing countries affected by Zika are a relative paradise for mosquitoes.
People have open doors and windows. They have buckets laying there because they don't have water service. They don't have sewer service. You know, they don't have a lot of the amenities that we have. And so this mosquito is breeding underneath the kitchen sink.
There just aren't as many mosquitoes here. The breeding season is shorter. There are fewer overall bites and fewer opportunities for disease transmission. Two, the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes don't bite birds. To understand why that's significant, let's look at another mosquito-borne illness that is more common in southwestern Pennsylvania, West Nile virus, which, as a side note, is actually not that big of a deal unless you're elderly or have a weak immune system.
The birds are a vector as well. They're a host for the virus, and they move into a new area every spring to have their babies, and they bring the virus in, and they are the ones that infect the mosquitoes. And then the mosquitoes bite other birds and amplify the virus over the summer.
Birds migrating from South and Central America to Pennsylvania for the spring and summer might be infected with West Nile, but they will not be infected with Zika. Zika's only hosts are primates, says Kristen Mertz, medical epidemiologist with Allegheny County.
We don't have monkeys and chimpanzees wandering around in this area.
The only primates around here are humans. And unlike a flock of birds, when a flight full of people arrives in the U.S. from Ecuador or Colombia, everyone goes back to their own states, cities, and neighborhoods. There is unlikely to be a critical mass of Zika-infected hosts, a.k.a. people, in one area. So, mosquitoes, are they annoying? Yes. Are they a health threat in Pennsylvania? Not really. And the great news is that Todaro says even in the summer, they're not that hard to avoid. Eliminating breeding opportunities can be as simple as pouring out standing water around your yard and asking neighbors to do the same. But ticks are a different story altogether.
Anytime the temperature goes over 45 or 50 degrees, ticks become active. And they come up out of the duff, the dead leaf layer in the soil, and they climb up little branches and shrubbery. And they're questing for a host.
As the weather continues to warm, a new generation of ticks will hatch. At what's called the nymph stage, they're the size of the head of a pin.
And that is a major carrier of Lyme disease to people because it is so small. These things crawl up your pant legs and get onto a spot on your body where you would never notice them. And if they're there for 2 or 3 days before you notice them, there is a good chance you could pick up Lyme disease.
Todaro says more than 40% of the ticks they've captured have tested positive for Lyme. In 2014, the most recent numbers available, there were more than 800 documented cases of Lyme disease in Allegheny County. Head north or east, and the risk of contracting Lyme jumps dramatically. Butler, Armstrong, and Indiana counties are the southernmost in an 8-county region that is a hotspot for Lyme transmission. Those counties have a more than 1% incidence of Lyme per capita, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now list them among the highest risk counties in the nation. What's worse, both the CDC and Kristen Mertz say the official numbers are likely an underestimate.
We get positive lab tests reported by the laboratories, and so we follow up on those cases. However, a lot of providers will not do a test because a person has a classic rash. So we depend on them to report cases to us. However, providers are notoriously bad at reporting diseases in some situations.
The classic rash, says Mertz, looks like a bullseye, and about 2/3 of people infected with Lyme will develop it. Other signs of infection are fever, aches, flu-like symptoms. Untreated, the Lyme bacteria can lead to joint problems and neurologic or even cardiac complications. So what do you do? Todaro says to spray designated outdoor shoes with a special tick neurotoxin made for clothing. Keep tick-carrying deer and mice away from your yard with repellents. And after working in the garden or biking along the trail, strip down in front of the mirror and check yourself for ticks, or have your partner check you, maybe with a magnifying glass. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.